Hey team, it's Mon, and this is How's Your Head, an extension of the health classes you missed where I check in with everyday people and ask that very simple question. How's your head? We'll open up the conversation, break down the stigma, and inspire you to check in with the people that you care about. Let's go. A quick disclaimer here, guys. No one in these episodes is a mental health professional. If you are struggling with your mental health, please contact Lifeline on 131114 today or seek help from your local GP or other mental health professional. Look after yourselves. Hi, guys. Welcome back. Another episode of How's Your Head? I'm so excited today. So the last few episodes, I've spoken about how a lot of people have messaged me. Now, this person here in the studio today, I actually messaged you, Alice, and yes. I said, oh my God, I would love to have you on.
Right, you did.
Yes, I did. And I'm so excited because you are here to have a chat with me today. I'm really, really stoked to have you here. So firstly, thank you so much for coming in.
Of course, I'm honoured to be here.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. So we originally met at the grand final breakfast that yes. Clubby Sports runs. I know you were there with a few friends, but yeah. Obviously we kind of are in similar spaces where we work for people who have wonderful businesses, who are also influencers mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. Now you work for Kick.
I do.
Yes, very cool job. I know anyone listening to this who maybe follows Kick on Instagram or has seen any of the TikToks or anything, they'll probably recognize you because yep. you're in a lot of them and you have really funny videos where you need to get to certain numbers and stuff. I think they're so great, so yes. creative.
Thank you.
So I'm so excited to talk through a bit more about that today and about your role as a content creator there.
Yep.
You are also a Taylor Swift fan.
I am.
I did say that. You
Definitely.
Went.
I did go to Taylor Swift.
What night did you
really
go?
Fun. Well, me and my friends actually got like last minute tickets.
Oh,
two
amazing.
Days or 3 days before.
Yeah.
And then we flew up to Sydney for our Stacks event. And so I didn't have a time to get my outfit. So I just got it on lunch break.
Oh my God.
And then, yeah, we went Sunday night. So it was crazy. Amazing. It was so good.
It was so good, wasn't yeah. it? So good. Anyway, we will talk about all of this and yes. more in a moment. But thank you so much again for coming in. Alice, how's your head?
Oh my gosh, today, right now, it's great. I'm
good.
Very excited to be here. But yeah, this past week has been crazy. So much has been going on. So I've kind of had like probably a little bit of a lull week, but it always happens, roller coaster. And today we're on a high.
Good. I love that. That's so funny. I teach Year 7 health this year mm-hmm. and we're doing mental health at the moment. And we always talk about that roller coaster
yes.
of like the ups and downs and some days are going to look like that and blah, blah, blah. But that's great. Is there any particular reason today that you're feeling good or is it just new
first
day?
First podcast.
Woo! That is good.
Yes.
First podcast experience.
So
and
exciting.
You said, isn't it funny like that whole it rains, it pours? We were just chatting before and you were like, since you asked me, I've had other people ask me.
Yeah,
it's like, what, is,
it was
what are
crazy.
The odds of that?
So crazy.
Yeah, amazing. How cool is that? Well, I mean, we know it's your first, but it's not your last, so that's fun.
Period.
You'll be well equipped after this, I'm sure. Hopefully, I don't scare you away from doing any more pods.
No.
No, that's good. So day to day, maybe, even week to week, if that's more relevant for you,
yep.
what do you do to help your mental health?
Okay, so generally especially working in the social media industry, I spend a lot of time on my social media.
Yep.
On my phone, I spent like my screen time, you would genuinely throw up at the sight.
Can you
of
actually
it.
Tell me what it is?
No, because it's across multiple devices.
Oh, true. So you have to plus
I have my
them
personal
all.
And my work phone and then the laptop and yep. even just like consuming media through like TV and stuff like that. Like my screen time is crazy. Mm. So I've actually noticed that lately my eyes are deteriorating. Focusing.
Oh my God,
so,
same.
Yeah. So I'm really focusing on lately because I've sort of noticed that the past month I'm doing drawing, colouring in, and so like taking some mindfulness stuff from there. And then like always since I was young, I've just loved like not being like strict on what I'm doing journaling wise, but like I will just write my thoughts down because I find that once I've written my thoughts down, then my mind is like so much clearer because
yeah.
I feel like there can be so much going on in your head at the moment at any one time and then putting it all down and like ordering it just makes it feel so much like lighter.
Yeah,
so yeah, I've journaled on and off for years now, which is great for me.
Love that.
Also
love
listening
that.
To music.
Yes.
That is huge for me.
Good.
Yep.
I totally feel that about the phone and everything. But no, getting off your phone, doing other things,
yes.
I think that is
not on a screen.
Not on a screen.
Yeah.
Because all I was thinking about it the other day, and I was like, oh, what are my hobbies? Like doing the podcast, you know, watching TV shows that I love, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, none of it doesn't involve a screen besides like maybe running. And then if I'm at the gym, I'm running and watching a screen anyway. Yeah. And it's just like, oh, finding things, especially like maybe from your childhood and stuff that you used to love and doing it now. Like you said, drawing.
Like sport as well.
Sport. Yep. Yes. I also love that idea of just writing all your thoughts down.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I think a lot of people will resonate with that where it's like you just feel so much better. And sometimes it does 100%. Feel like a bit of a chore.
Literally.
Yes. But no, I have to force myself to do it sometimes. But I think that it is so worth it afterwards, right? And you have to be like, remember this. Remember how good you feel right now.
Yeah, because otherwise I'll literally forget some things. The thought will just get like locked away in the vault.
Yes, and then then it'll come up at some random time and you'll be stressed about something. Yeah, like last night, oh my God, I woke up with like the most random thought and I was like, oh my God, and then I couldn't go back to sleep.
Yes, I do that all the time. I often have my ideas, like for content, I'll often have my ideas right before I sleep and I'll have to go, hey Siri, like write a note saying this so I don't forget my thing in the morning.
Wow. So you struggle to switch off a bit?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've gotten a lot better at it because I've actually been reading a lot before I go to bed.
Love
so
that.
I only became a reader last year.
Good. That's great.
My aim is to read one book a month, which means that I just try and get like one chapter or a few pages read every night before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
So that's definitely helped me unwind.
Yeah, I love that. I actually have the same goal this year to read 12 books or once a month, whatever that is. Yeah, and that is just, it's so good, isn't it? I actually have rule as well that I can't have my phone in my room because otherwise I would be like you and I would wake up and then I'd like write notes.
Yeah. Well, I don't wake up and read my screen. I just ask Siri to do it for me.
That's actually good. So like keep your eyes closed and just maintain the tiredness and try and keep it in there. Oh, no, that's great. So you have a very fun, energizing,
Definitely crazy, very cool job. Yeah, it's very new.
Yeah. So how long have you been working at Kik?
So I started at Kik January last year.
Okay.
So over a year.
Just over a year. That's awesome. And how did you land that job? I'm sure lots of people want to know that, right?
Yeah, it's so random. Every time I meet like our community I've actually gotten heaps of DMs asking like, how did you get the job at Kik?
Yeah.
So here's spilling the tea.
Here it is. Exclusive.
Yeah, exactly. Exclusive for Mon.
Thank you so much.
So I was working in the industry sort of like TikTok and Reels, just social media editing for – initially I worked for Kind is Cool, which is a clothing brand, and then moved to Infamous Swim, which was a swimwear brand. And I worked there doing pretty much the same thing, just creating content. And I started that August 2021. And when I got that job, I made a video for my resume. And then when I was looking for a new job just to have alongside like uni and stuff, I came across Kik. Well, actually, I didn't come across it. Like four or five people sent it to me, like one on LinkedIn, one on Instagram, and one on like TikTok.
Wow.
And they're like, you would be great for this role. And I was like, oh, I don't know, because it was a full-time role and I'm still doing uni at the moment. So I'm like doing uni part-time with full-time work. So I was like, oh, I don't know.
Busy.
Yeah, very busy. I was like, I don't know if I could do that. And then I was like, oh, YOLO. Like I'll just create a video, you know, send it in. And then if I get it, then I can decide. And then so it was like 170 people who applied. Then it got down to like phone call and then to the top two, went in for an interview, met the girls and the girl who was hiring me and then got the job, which was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's almost like a meant to be moment, isn't
it? Yeah. It kind of feels like it.
Yeah. Like not only, you know, you might have found it on your own anyway.
Yeah.
But I feel like because you're at uni and stuff, like maybe you wouldn't have applied if other people hadn't said, hey, you'd be great for
exactly.
this.
And
right?
Also I was like, I don't have any qualifications. Like I have a year and a bit worth of experience, but like, I don't know, this is a pretty big company. And like, I was 19 at the time when I got that job.
So what do you do at uni? What are you studying?
I'm studying currently a media and communications, a Bachelor of Media and Communications.
Great. Have you ever felt like, I've already got this job?
All the time.
I was like, oh, that would be hard working in a space already that obviously you're so passionate about and has or relates to what you're already studying.
Definitely.
Yeah, has it been a hard slog in that way?
Oh, it's been so hard. And like I took first semester of last year off and deferred also the first semester of the year before. And so I have been going a lot slower than a lot of people, but I've only got 1 year down, like one full year down.
And yeah,
so
if you're
I still
doing
have
part-time,
2 years full time yeah. left, which is like a lot. But yeah, I ask like a lot of people older than me or like who have jobs or who don't have uni degrees, and they're like, oh, it's like honestly, it's 50-50 the results that I've gotten back from people. But my main reason for sticking to it is so that I can. Well, one, obviously, it's an easy thing to just add to your resume, and yeah. it proves that you can stay on like and push through for like a long period of time. Mm-hmm. But like if I wanted to go live overseas where my experience doesn't really have much yeah. worth, then, you know, having a uni degree is great. So like, for example, if I went and lived in London or in like New York or America for some time for a year, then I'd be able to have that experience along with the degree to like really land you a good job.
Yeah, that is very true, right? Very, very true. And I think it's funny because we have this whole thing here that majority of people have gone to uni
yeah.
or like had a uni experience of sorts, but not for what their job is now.
Yeah, because I started doing a design degree.
Okay.
And then I switched to media comms.
I mean, it's all creative.
Exactly.
Right, it's yeah. all the creative stuff. I love that though. It is a really good story of resilience too. Like at the end of the day, you can be like, I have worked, or you are currently
yes.
working full time
yep.
for a massive company, doing such a wonderful job and studying and getting it done and just living your life and going to Taylor Swift and, yeah. you know.
Oh my God.
It's great.
It's a crazy life.
Yeah, isn't it?
It's so crazy.
Would you like have thought that you would have ended up in this space, like thinking back?
No, I actually had no idea that I would get into this industry. Like honestly, so now that I actually think about it, okay, yes. Sort of, yes. Okay, let's just rewind. When I was young, I always wanted to, like, create videos and, like, travel. Like, I used to look at YouTubers and be like, oh, my God, that is just such a cool thing. Like,
yeah.
that is the best ever. Yeah. But I never really wanted to be in front of the camera. I was always like, oh, you know, like, this girl, she's doing the editing and she gets to go on the trips and, like, vlog for that person. I want to be her. And so, actually, I didn't even, like, put it together until I was maybe around, like, 19 or 20. And then I got the first job and then I was like, oh, this is pretty fun. Like, this is epic. Then I got this job and then, like, last year I actually got to travel to London with this job and, like, literally live out my dream. It was crazy.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. So I don't think that I initially knew that I was going to.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought that that would be a cool thing to do. And then when I did it, I was like, whoa, like, I just lived out my dream. What next, you know?
Yeah, that's insane. It's like you subconsciously manifested
exactly.
it from a kid.
Exactly.
Like, from a child. That's amazing.
Yeah, pretty cool.
How great and how cool that you get to travel and do all that as well.
Yeah.
And like even the idea of being able to take yourself somewhere else, like if you wanted to go to London or New York, like you said,
exactly.
like the opportunities are endless. And what you, like we just said, you're only 21.
Exactly.
Yeah. Amazing.
So cool.
So I guess I want to know how this experience, I mean, through all of your work, right, but probably more relevant to talk about Kik being that
yep.
that's where you are now. Yep. How has that impacted you when it comes to your mental health, when it comes to work-life balance as well, work-life
yeah.
uni balance for
yeah.
you, I guess. Like, yeah. how has that all gone?
Oh, wow. Okay, so work-life balance is definitely something I continuously work on. I would not say that I've nailed it. And I think yeah. it definitely comes like, I sort of see it as, I actually saw this analogy one time as like a tightrope, like you're walking on a tightrope. Sometimes you lean more towards one way and then sometimes you lean more towards the other, but in the middle, like you'll get to the other side. Mm. It's just like a balancing act. So like sometimes I'll lean more towards work. Like the past month has been more work focused because like we've had events on the weekends and like we've just had a full content shoot. So like it's leaned more towards work. And then maybe the next month we'll lean more towards uni. So that's like sort of how I vision it, that it's not like a constant this amount of time each week is for something. That's sort of how I balance it. Does that make sense?
No, total sense,
yeah.
right? You're kind of swaying either way at any given point,
yeah.
but eventually you'll swing back to the middle, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe it'll be the other way. And yeah. What about like personal stuff? Because, I mean, uni one side, work the other side. Like how do you go fitting in all that stuff
yeah.
for you?
Yeah. So I think that what I do each week, I like say to my friends all the time, like I'm so busy. But that busy is like I limit myself to catching up with my friends twice a week and then at least because I do sport or physical exercise at least twice a week after work then as well. And then I will only have like one or two nights for myself yeah. so that I don't like block out too much time to like be so super social, or too much time doing like so much sport and then not seeing my friends, or like not having time for me. Mm-hmm. So I sort of do two for my friends, two for like my physical health, because that fills my cup so much, and then also social life fills my cup. Yeah. And then just having time for me, so like I'll literally spend like one night reading a book or like doing some personal admin or something like that.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so you always find the time, right?
Exactly, that's sort of my vibe at the moment, but it will constantly change.
Yeah, no, and I think that's good, right? Like you have to be adaptable.
Yeah,
figure it out. Exactly. I mean, that's life. Something will just happen and you'll be like, oh, can't bloody do my life admin tonight. I've got to go to deal with that thing.
Exactly.
What sports do you play?
So at the moment, it's kind of tough. I had a knee injury from cheerleading. November 2022, I was at Nationals and I landed one of my full twists, like a little bit funny, and I tore my meniscus.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then they thought it would heal properly and then it didn't. And then I went to Worlds in 2023, came back from Worlds and had surgery like the week after.
Yeah.
So I pushed it for Worlds and then had surgery and then have been recovering like literally since May last year. And so I still actually I'm not okay yet. Like my knee is not okay. I had an MRI a few weeks ago and it's like, it's good, but it's not perfect. There's like still a lot of inflammation and pain. But on a usual, like ideal schedule, I'll do like footy, volleyball with my friends and then do like gym and running as well. Yeah, but...
Yeah. God, injury's hard, isn't it? First of all, amazing that you went to Worlds for cheerleading.
Yes.
I think that's like, that's huge, right?
It's pretty cool.
And I'm not, I have never been a cheerleader. I just know this because a few of my friends have.
Yeah.
And like, that's a massive deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that just incredible?
Yeah, well, we won Worlds in 2021.
Wow.
So technically a world champion, humble brag.
No, do it, do it. We pump ourselves up on this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
and then
I love
2022,
that.
We went and we came fifth. And
amazing.
Then, like, 2023 was sort of a redemption.
Yeah.
And we came second and we were stoked. So
awesome.
Yeah, it was
how
pretty
cool
epic.
Is that? That's amazing. Well, first of all, fantastic for that.
Yes.
Incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I love the idea of being able to kind of conquer two things in one there. Like, we don't give sport enough credit sometimes for how much it can fill our cup socially.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you always think, it is for physical activity and stuff.
Yeah.
But God, it's just so good to just catch up
it's
with
so
someone,
good.
Go to gym with the girls or, play volleyball. And I love that because volleyball and footy are my favourite sports as well. We've been talking about this. We have so much in common.
We are literally twins.
We are actually the same. It's so nice. No, but I love
it. I'm obsessed with us.
I know. Same stickers for context on our laptops.
Literally.
We both had the same saying. Well, yours is in your Instagram bio, Organized Chaos. And I just said that to you and we're like, what?
I was like, it's hive mind.
It's cute. It's very cute. In terms of, I guess, as I talked about at the start, you are almost like a bit of a face of Kick.
Yes.
For TikTok in particular, right?
Yeah.
How has that impacted you? Because that's a huge platform.
It's crazy.
You're like recognizable to strangers, right?
Yeah.
Like how has that gone?
It's honestly crazy. I think that I first sort of put my face like, okay, so I have to preface this with I was posting the videos and sometimes I would be in them because I thought that the boss like employee content would be funny. And then it continuously worked well. And when I post them, I like didn't think that people would see it. I don't know why, but like I didn't think that this is what it would become.
Yeah.
Like honestly, had no idea. And then so London kind of happened, that whole I pitched myself to my bosses to go to London.
Love it.
And
it
so
great.
That went like mega viral. That was like 4 million views in like 4 weeks. Like a million views a week. That was insane.
Huge.
So, and my face was in all of those. So that was crazy. And then we did a follower push in in December. And so my face was all over those. And then that was sort of like the first time I've really been introduced to the Instagram.
Yeah.
And then over summer, I've been recognized probably more on average like twice a week, which is just crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane,
isn't it? It is crazy. Like I like it. Like the community who we like reach out, the community we reach with Kick is just the best. Like seeing everyone, meeting them, it's insane. Like they're so
I'm a Kick girl.
Nice.
I love it.
Period. my comment stands. They are so nice.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a wonderful experience when you do meet someone, but it is kind of random for me because I'm like, oh, like, they know me, but I don't know them. Like, I almost feel like bad that I'm like, oh, like, what is your name? Let me try and meet. Like, I just don't know what to do in the situation. I had to ask Steph and Laura.
Yeah, wow.
So over summer, I got recognized. I think the most was one night I got recognized. I was out with my cousin and I got recognized 7 times. It was crazy.
Oh my God.
In one night by random people, like different people.
Were you and just then, like, am I famous?
Literally, I was like, whoa, this is kind of crazy.
I love that.
And then I went back to the office and I asked the girls, I was like, I think I need some media training. Like, I don't know what to do in these situations.
Yeah, you're like, I can't get too drunk in public anymore. Literally. Someone's going to film me and put it on TikTok.
That's what I was like, oh my God. So, nah, they're so chill and they're the best. So it's been really nice, but it's kind of been crazy. Like, my family would joke and be like, whoa, you're like famous. I'm like, oh, I don't think so, but I guess.
How is it working with them as well? I guess this isn't a question that I plan to ask you.
It's the
you,
most
but
asked question.
Is it? Of course. Yeah. I mean, that's what I was going to say. I feel like this is what people would want to know about, right? This is your podcast, so this is a short answer from you. But what is it like working for a brand for people who are so well known?
It's so interesting because I think part of the reason why I got the job is because I didn't ever follow them. Like, I knew that they existed and I knew Kick existed, but like, I had my own sport, so I never really needed Kick. And then I don't really consume much influencer content. So like, I didn't really
I wasn't a fangirl.
Yeah. So when I first met them, I just saw them as people. Like, I didn't see them as like these like, whoa, it's Steph Claire Smith and Laura Henshaw.
Yeah.
Like, so I think I was pretty chill. I was just like, hey, like, what's up, you know? And then now I just always just see them as people. Like, I see them more than I see most people in my life. Mm. And so it's just like, they're just friends. Yeah. They're really nice. Like, they're great. And they're also mentors as well for like, that for me, because they're like almost 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like an older sister kind of. Obviously, they're my boss, but I spend so much time with them with content and like trips and stuff like that. I sort of see them as a mentor or like as an older sister. So who I can like ask for advice and stuff like that. So it's awesome.
That's so nice. That actually really reminds me of being in here and watching Moth, who's your age, same as you, 22, I think, and Dill as well. It's like that same age gap. And there's like the big joke that Dill's is like, that's the younger brother, older brother kind of thing. And it is. It's like that when there's a gap like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's really nice.
I'm very, very lucky.
Yeah, you're in a space and you feel happy there and you've found a job that you love. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what matters, right? And that's awesome. And of course, like, wonderful mentors.
Yes.
Like, they have such a positive impact.
And they both
on the
have
world.
So much strength, like so many strengths. Who, like, I think what's awesome is like, I could go to Laura for something and then Steph for something else. Like, it's like literally the best of both worlds. They're just amazing. I have no bad words to say.
Oh, incredible. I love that. That's so lovely. All right. Tell me about a heart-happy moment that you've had recently.
Ooh, okay. So I initially, like, surface level, I was going to be like, oh, like, I went to Taylor Swift. Like, I had this amazing event that we did for work and, like, I took a second and I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, how is this my job? Yeah. And then other things, like, spending time with my friends. But really, so this past, like, week or 2 weeks, I've been out of home a lot. And then coming home, so for context, I just live with my parents at home. My brothers have both moved out. And I think that when they moved out, I sort of missed like their presence in the house and kind of was like, oh, I feel like I didn't really take for granted the time that we spent all together, because it's like never going to happen again. Like, we're never all going to live
in the
same
house. Yeah.
So
lately,
the past 2 weeks, I've been like, oh, like really trying to soak up the time with my parents, just like them and me, like having dinners together. And I feel like one dinner or something, I can't remember what it was, like a week ago, I was like, oh my God, this is so special. Like, this is not going to happen maybe this time next year. And I just have the best parents. So I'm very, very lucky. But that is my heart happy moment.
Oh, that is a beautiful answer. And I really love that idea of like, you aren't going to have that time of like waking up in the morning and your brother being in the bathroom and,
I know.
You know, your sister
it's
here.
It's gone. I'm never going to have that again.
Yeah. I think that's
I loved growing up with siblings, but I hated it because they were older brothers, but I loved it.
I'm the middle child, so I like have that middle child syndrome thing real hard. So I mean, everyone's got something, don't they, where they're like, oh, the dynamic. But no, I think that's a really nice thing to think about as well. And it actually just made me think of like, we have been away together a lot, and like that's so nice because it does feel like you're doing that again where you wake up all together and you're like, oh, it's so nice. Oh, I know. You kind of like forget how fast it goes as well, right?
Exactly.
Oh, I really like that. I think that's such a lovely answer. And shout out to your mum and dad.
Yeah, period.
Gorgeous. Love gorgeous. Them. All right. When was the last time you were really proud of yourself? This is probably one of my favorite questions.
I think that I feel like I'm a very confident person. So, and I feel like I, not in a cocky way, but I do, like, I love myself and I'm very happy in this place and like where I am right now. So I think that almost every day I'm proud of myself. Like waking up this morning, getting here on time, like proud of myself. Waking, like literally saying yes to this interview, coming in, being happy and confident, like proud of myself.
Yeah.
Eating a delicious burger for lunch, proud of myself. Like there's so many things, like being able to afford buying burger for myself at lunch, proud.
Yeah.
So I think that I just really soak in all the little moments and I'm continuously just proud of myself. I hope that doesn't come across like cocky or anything.
No.
I love appreciating the little things.
Yeah. I was literally about to say, it's like you're just overflowing with gratitude for everything.
Literally, I am just so grateful all the time. Like I'm like, oh my gosh, clothes to wear. Like, I love these clothes. Like, I love my hair. I love my body. Like, there's just so much to be grateful for. Love my parents. Shout out to my parents.
I love your parents now.
Shout out to my friends. Like, I'm just so blessed all the time. Oh, I'm very grateful.
That is just such a wonderful answer. And honestly, so inspiring and so refreshing to just have someone sit here and be like, I love myself and I love what I'm doing and I love my life, because that can be so bloody hard. And I know, like, obviously in the work you do at Kick is like,
it's all about
so
that.
Much of that, right? And exactly. There's so many people that struggle with that, which is why we need people like you to be in spaces and coming on podcasts and going on more and talking like that, because we need more of it.
Yes,
I love that. I actually love that.
Our main job at Kick is to make, like, our mission is to make people feel like they're enough. And I feel like that. So I'm like, I just want other people to feel like that because I know how good it feels.
Yeah, like that real, true, honest self-acceptance and just like, oh, I'm speechless. I love it. I love it. Even as someone, like, to be like so honest, like I struggle to say that about myself still. And I think it's just, it's so nice for you. Like, that's inspiring for me personally. Like, on a genuine personal level right now, I'm inspired by you. So thank you.
I love that.
Thank you. I'm like, oh, I'm going to cry on this podcast. Okay, on that kind of note, maybe, being quite a self-assured, confident person, that is brilliant. Do you have any advice for your younger self? Maybe it's related to that, maybe not. Have you always been this way?
Like,
was this something that you grew into, or how did that all go?
So when I was younger, I was definitely not – I was not confident. I was not resilient. I was very emotional. And a lot of the time, like when I was in primary school, like, for example, there would be like a circle and people would go around and like say something and then I just wouldn't know what to say. So I'd just like burst into tears.
Aww.
I've always been a very emotional girl.
Yeah.
But I think growing up, I sort of realized that it's okay to have big emotions. You just sort of have to recognize them and then let them pass. Mm-hmm. So I think that my advice for my younger self would just be like, it's okay to have big emotions. Just see if you can develop the tools to like process them. And I think the language as well. I think I struggled a lot articulating how I felt. And so there was not really any tools to be able to help because I couldn't explain how I felt.
Yes.
So I think just like making sure that little me knows that it was okay.
Oh, that's such a beautiful answer. I think like I am the same as you. I was a very sensitive and still am.
I definitely am.
Sensitive, emotional person. Like it's funny, I've done an episode recently about why we cry.
Yep.
And it's like happy, sad, excitable. And I'm like, tick all of the
boxes,
above. Because all the time, like I'm just like, oh. And that's fine.
Literally.
It's actually healthy. It's great and it's wonderful. But it does come with that idea of like you still very, very much need to learn and gain that skill of communication and how to actually communicate how you're feeling in a healthy way so that it's not just you crying all the time.
Literally. And I think that you have to feel things. Like I feel things deeply. So like, yes, when I'm at my lowest, like I'll feel really low. But if you don't feel, then you won't feel that high.
Yeah.
So it's like it's okay to feel, I think is, yeah, probably a better summary.
It's like that, what's that saying? I always do this too, but you need to feel the lows in order to feel the highs.
Exactly.
It's like essentially that is
exactly.
the message, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's, yeah, that is so lovely. Oh, I love that, like going around the circle and just like freezing.
I know. I would literally just burst into, I remember on like at the end of year 12 when you like go around and sign people's books.
Yes.
One girl who went to primary school with me, she was like, I remember one time you just like sat in a circle and we were like going around in show and tell and like you just burst into tears. And I was like, that's your only memory of me?
Like, like we've been going to school together for
like
literally
12 years.
12 years. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry that that's your only memory. But I was like, oh.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Because it was amazing because I was like, how far I've come. Like,
yeah.
I'm like one of the most confident people in the year level now.
Where
so,
did that
crazy.
Kind of change?
Like,
how did that?
I
was there a moment?
No,
it just kind of, you
I think
grew
that
up and were
I
like,
had very supportive teachers.
I love that.
And shout out to them for
all the
yeah,
good teachers.
Building
shout
up
out
my
to
confidence.
All the good
teachers.
Yeah. 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 It's crazy how, like, one kind of positive interaction like that can really
the butterfly effect
push you. Yeah. The butterfly effect.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right. Final question.
Ooh.
A very exciting one.
Very exciting.
You're feeling a little bit sad. We talked about the roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're on the downward slope a little bit. Not sure why. Why maybe? Maybe you can't play volleyball or footy that day. Or you can't go to gym. There's some reason. A song and or songs. So you can do multiple. You can just do one. It's totally up to you.
Yep.
To get you up and about again. What is it? What are they?
Okay, so I've had to think about this.
Love it.
Because I needed to.
Yes.
I have 5 songs.
Oh, my God. Great.
Yep.
Give them to me.
This is for you to add to your playlist.
Yes. Thank you so much.
I have 5 and they're for different situations.
Great. I want all of the background
all
info.
Of the above.
Give it to me.
Okay. So, firstly, I just want to say I freaking love music. Like, it gets me up and about or, like, it just – I honestly, I don't know. I just appreciate all kinds of music.
Mm.
I'm, like, very – genre diverse.
Oh, I like that.
Yes. My one red flag is that I don't do playlists.
I don't either. We're the same.
We're literally the same.
Because I was literally just thinking in my head just then, I like so – we had a question in our WhatsApp thing the other day,
yep.
of give us your favorite album. And I was like, I actually don't think I can do that because I just like songs.
Songs.
Yes.
So much. I just
wow.
on Spotify, I just press like the song.
Yeah.
And then I'll just go through my liked songs on shuffle. So I could go from like Moana to like, I don't know, Kanye.
I love that.
The range is crazy.
Moana to Kanye, that's
yeah.
the best. Yep.
It's crazy. So, okay. So at the moment, I've really been vibing pre-workout or like pre-activity
yeah.
with Serotonin Mood. Moonbeams by the Blessed Madonna.
Serotonin Moonbeams.
Yeah. So that one's like a sort of like house. I really love
okay,
that.
Okay. I was going to say that gives me that vibe
yeah,
with that name.
But literally the serotonin, it's like so good.
Yeah.
And then next one that gives off the vibes of like you're in this, you're, it's at sunset time. You're driving down the highway maybe.
Beautiful.
And it's sunset and you're just like looking for a good vibey one.
Yeah.
It's The Spins by Mac Miller.
Classic.
Oh,
great.
It's
yeah,
classic.
Everyone, I love that.
Everyone loves it. It's like
actually, I haven't had a Mac Miller song yet, surprisingly.
Oh, really?
So add that to the playlist.
Add
thank
that.
You.
And then next one. Okay, this one gives I know you've probably heard the I Am Him.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
This gives I Am Her
oh,
energy.
Oh, I want it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but it is Kanye. So
okay,
I just want to acknowledge, not a huge fan of Kanye, his personal life, but freaking love this song.
The music,
it's
yeah.
It's called Touch the Sky.
Yeah.
And I would play it, little tidbit in my life, it always takes me back. When I was training for Worlds, I would play it at the exact same time as the last song in my drive.
Wow.
Right before training, and it would get me so hyped. And I'd walk
yeah.
into training and be like, let's go.
Be like, we're going to win. And then
literally,
you did.
Yeah, period. So that one always gets me hyped. The next one is More Than a Woman by the Bee Gees.
Yes. More Than a Woman.
Yes, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's just like I want to spin
funky.
And dance and like frolic in the flowers or
I
something
love the
like
word
that.
Frolic.
Yeah.
Like you just want to frolic.
I just want to get frolicking.
Just girls who want to frolic. I love that.
Yes, so good. Then last one. I love this song. I think this song is my favorite song of all time because it's like a combination of a few of my favorite artists. So it's by Frank Ocean. And then like the backing track is by Beyonce, which I'm just like obsessed with.
That's
like
incredible.
She does the backing vocals.
Yeah.
And it's called Pink and White.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which it's literally my favorite song ever. Like
wow.
could not pick
That's
it.
Your
like,
number one.
It's honestly perfect. I could
yep.
not fault that song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God, amazing.
And it feels like I just like floating or levitating.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Oh, I love it. Well, they are some great additions, and I will put every single one of them on the playlist. If anyone listening hasn't heard of it, it is the How's Your Head Pump Up Music playlist. It's my favorite thing ever. Literally for the same reasons you were just talking about, how you just have liked songs.
Yep.
This playlist is just a big mixed bag of like every, obviously everyone's different.
Love that.
Everyone has different tastes.
I will be saving it immediately.
Yes, seriously. Now you've got a playlist. Yep. Because this one is just like anything and everything. There's some sad songs that people like to listen to when they're sad in order to make them feel better. Like everything. So
it's a lot of range.
A lot of range. And I love it because every single song has like a bit of a story behind it or a bit of meaning behind it, right? To each person. I just think it's fantastic. It is the best. Thank you so much though. I have enjoyed talking to you so much today.
Thank you.
I think it's been so wonderful to get to know you, the person, I guess, behind all of the TikToks and stuff as well, right?
The face.
And yeah, just dive a little bit deeper into all of that. I can't believe that you're at uni and working and, you know, going to London and
so much
doing all of the things that you're doing.
It's crazy.
I mean, I feel like I, and as a business, I swear, we get so much inspiration looking at what you guys are doing. And then now I'm like personally feel so inspired by you as a person. And I just think how incredible it is that, you know, Kik's whole movement is about self-love and acceptance. And that is just like you embodied in a human being. So I just think that is so wonderful that you found a space where you are
pretty cool to be like, my values personally align with the vision and the, like, the values of the business.
It's well, and they're so lucky to find you as well, right? Like that's
stars
amazing.
Stars aligned.
It's meant to be. No, but in all seriousness, thank you so much. You've taken the time. Oh my God, I've just spoken about how busy you are and you are here talking to me, and I just really bloody appreciate it. So thank you.
It's been so much fun.
Yay. Bye.
Bye.
Hey team, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It would be a huge help for me and the health classes you missed if you could like, follow, or subscribe wherever you are listening. And of course, if you want to keep learning and stay up to date with me, make sure you come and follow me at the health classes you missed on Instagram or THCYM. And How's Your Head on TikTok. I've actually got two TikTok accounts now, so make sure you follow both of those to get all of that content. Thanks, guys. See you later.